Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Steve Parker. Today I'll be reading from the February 26th edition of People Magazine, taking a look at the front page of People Magazine, is where we find a great shot here of Usher. Usher is such a popular singer, of course, and you probably have heard of him before. Tight cropped black hair, scruffy beard, beautiful white teeth. Couple of diamond earrings on there. Got lots of jewelry. Looks like a huge diamond necklace with pearls under that. Guy is styling. And this is my true confessions, and it's an exclusive People. The Super Bowl headliner gets candid about why he almost quit music, the devastating loss of his stepson, and how his tumultuous love life led to finding his amazing partner, plus details on his surprise Vegas wedding. And also on the front page, we see a tight shot of... Looks like Taylor's about to give Travis a big schmooch on his lips. She's got holding his head in her hands. He's wearing his football gear. It looks like it's probably the end of the Super Bowl where he was victorious, of course. A little inset photo there. A small inset in the center of the top of the page, remembering Toby Keith, the country star's brave last days. We see another picture, a small inset shot of Usher, all dressed in white with his arms spread. He's got white sparkly gloves on, almost like the kind that Michael Jackson used to wear. He's got his microphone hanging from his ear and then out in front of his face, the wraparound microphones there. Great looking shot there. Very colorful cover. Inside, we look at Usher. Again, living my dream. Sparkly jacket. This guy sparkles everywhere. The Super Bowl halftime headliner is a newlywed and back on at the top of his game. How he's survived past struggles and found love again. And this story is by Janine Rubenstein. It's 4 days before Usher will hit the biggest stage in the world and of his career. But sitting down in his trailer in Las Vegas just after a rehearsal for the Super Bowl 58 halftime show, the R&B superstar, age 45 now, is calm and contemplative. "This right here is a significant moment in my life," he says, speaking to people over Zoom. "After 30 years of a career, to be recognized in this way, after sometimes not getting the accolades and recognition that I worked hard for, it's like I'm back where I started when I was just a kid who had a belief and a talent that I didn't realize would carry me the way it has. It hasn't let me down." The 8-time Grammy winner's silky smooth tenor and acrobatic dancing skills are gifts that have kept on giving as he's navigated a tumultuous life in the spotlight. This week's shining moment caps the star's remarkable career renaissance, kicked off by the success of top-selling Las Vegas residency that began in 2021. "I don't know that I could have curated a better moment 3 years ago when I decided that Las Vegas would be a place that I would come to spend this much time," he says, noting the serendipity he feels headlining the Super Bowl in the same city where he became the hottest ticket in town, with celebrities flocking to his sexy serenades. But delivering hits like Caught Up and Yeah in front of 65,000 cheering fans wasn't even the only highlight of his triumphant day. After his performance, Usher slipped away with a small group of family and friends to a Las Vegas wedding chapel to privately tie the knot with his love, Jennifer. They call her Jen. Oh, boy, this is a fun pronunciation. Goich, I'm going to just spell it. G-O-I-C-O-E-C-H-E-A. Goichia, I don't know. A music executive and the mother of his daughter, Sovereign, age 3, and son, Sire, age 2. His mom, Johnette Patton, was the couple's witness. "When you find someone who's a great partner, it's an honor and pleasure to share life with them," Usher says. Her support helped him through a low time. Oh, yeah, through a low point in his career, he notes. And with a new album, Coming Home, now out, "I feel like this is the beginning of an amazing next chapter of my life. It's been a journey filled with chart-topping highs and heartbreaking lows and more than his share of romantic drama." Raised in Chattanooga, Usher Raymond IV didn't want to make a name for himself as much as he wanted to make something of the name he'd been given. I live with his name that was given to me by my father, but no definition with it, he says, of his namesake, Usher Raymond III, who split from his mom early on and was largely out of his life. The majority of my childhood, I was seeking to be seen by him and be seen in a way that that he did not compare me to him, he says. When I found music, it gave me the outlet to create a definition. Inspired by the merging worlds of R&B and hip-hop, showcased by artists like Bobby Brown, New Edition, and the Boys, Usher hustled to crack into the music business when he was a preteen. In his early days, I'd be sitting outside of my nightclubs where people would come out at maybe 4 o'clock in the morning, and here I am singing Boys to Men's hit "End of the Road." He remembers, though, he performed on Star Search at age 13, and is a contemporary of Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. "I wasn't a Disney kid," he says, chuckling at the mature nature of his songs. "They probably would have kicked me off of the lot." Eventually, he moved to Atlanta and released his debut LP at 15 and his first hit album, My Way, at 18. His seductive persona wasn't just a marketing creation. "I was always charming the older ladies," he says. So it was when he met TLC's Rosanda Chili Thomas, who was 7 years his senior in 2001. "If I'm to be honest, I was her number one fan, and she was my superstar," he says, nodding to the lyrics of Superstar on Confessions, his blockbuster 2004 album that was on heavy rotation amid their highly publicized relationship. "At the age of 8, I put her poster on my wall and said, 'One day, I'm going to meet her.'" But the fan-beloved relationship didn't work out, and he and Chili, now 53, split in late 2004. "I was a young man, and she had very specific rules that didn't work for me," he says. "Even so, I wanted to marry her. I proposed, and she told me no. I went through a great deal of pain after that, not trusting women or wanting to open up," he admits. "I hurt her, too, but the situation broke my heart." When Usher found love again, marrying stylist Tamika Foster in 2007 and welcoming sons Usher V, now 16, and Navid, age 15, fans weren't as supportive. "I felt attacked, like my female fans were judgmental of the woman that I chose. It was the first time I had any kind of negative coming at me," he says. The pair went through a difficult divorce in 2009, an unthinkable tragedy when Foster's 11-year-old son Kyle, from her previous marriage, died in a boating accident in 2012. "It hurt," Usher says of the loss. "Tamika was in Italy at the time, and I chartered a private plane to get her home because she was so distraught. We were not even together. It was really a real hard thing to lose a child. It's not a day that his brothers and mother don't think about him." As for his current co-parenting relationship with Foster, age 53, "Not going to lie, we have more difficult days than we have great ones," Usher says. In 2013, Usher V, then 5, nearly drowned in the singer's pool. "That was one of the hardest days of my life," he says. "And I'm certain one of the hardest days of hers." He and Foster were already in the middle of a custody battle, and this scary incident exasperated tensions before a judge found that there was no negligence on his part. Says Usher, "I love my boys, and I would never do anything to compromise or endanger them. These days, we are raising our sons together," he says. "It's a process. We're doing our best." The drama came amid a downturn in his career, during which he questioned whether to stay in the music business. "I think I grew frustrated," he says, of albums like 2012's Looking the Number 4 Myself and 2016's Hard 2 Love, and the 2 is like a Roman numeral 2. Hard to Love not hitting big with fans. "It was a moment of true consideration," he says. "Is it time to hang it up? Is it time for me to stop?" For a time, he did stop and embarked on a soul-searching trip in 2018 after his 3-year marriage to music executive Grace Miguel, age 53, ended in divorce. "Thailand, India, Tokyo, London, I went on this journey. It was all about fun," he says. "And after I went all of those places, I got it. I was able to purge my thoughts and get to a place where I can really relax and allow a light to unfold. When he got back, I found an amazing partner, who happened to be my best friend, was there all the time, he says, of finding romance with Goicoechea, whom he'd known for years. Jen was the first person I saw when I returned. She was like, "You look different." I was like, "Yeah, where you been?" Amid the pandemic, the two welcomed their little ones in short order, asked if teens or tots are harder to raise. Usher jokes, my three nager, she's so loving, but I don't know why I named her Sovereign. She's a dictator. It's like, be careful what you ask for. He laughs, adding, if I'm asking for anything, it's that my children go to love each other and protect one another, having just taken his own vow to love and protect. Usher says he's grateful to have found deep contentment at this stage in his life. I've gone through everything that I've gone through for a reason, he says. I don't feel too old. I don't feel too young. I'm in the moment of happiness. I'm right where I need to be. And a lot of pictures of Usher we see there. I feel like magic has been happening in my life. He's sitting there relaxed on a couch, kind of looking over his left shoulder. We see pictures of him with his children. We see pictures of him with his younger self. A lot of photos there. Quite a life he's led, though. Boy, oh boy. Lots of pictures throughout that whole thing. A lot of them with that bare chest and very muscular looking. Tattoos primarily looks like all over his left arm. A lot of jewelry again everywhere. Him performing in front of a crowd wearing just his white pants on there. All of his Alicia Keys lit up the stage, and Usher's first guest performing If I Ain't Got You before cuddling up with pal Usher to deliver their 2004 slow jam My Boo. So all kinds of pictures, him at the Super Bowl. Great stuff. So let's move on and see what else we have in the latest edition of People Magazine. Well, correction, not really the latest edition, but the February 26th edition of People Magazine. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Oh, my gosh. What a picture here. A tight shot. She's got a big smile on her face, her blonde hair pulled back. He's in his massive, he's a massive man, holding her in his arms. You see a little bit of a mustache there, maybe a beard. And he's wearing his jersey. Oh, my gosh. This is really in the Kansas City, I believe there was. But, yeah, she looks like she's about to give him a huge kiss. So proud of him for winning, and a lot of other people taking pictures in the background. Unbeatable team. Oh, my God, Swift exclaimed as she greeted Kelce on the field with a hug and a kiss. Their super love story, exclamation point. From the Grammys to the Super Bowl and beyond, how the A-list couple are winning together. This story is by Rachel DeSantis. I love a good love story, don't you? Taylor Swift is the Grammy-winning pop superstar, but on February 11th, it was her NFL player boyfriend Travis Kelce who was the one belting into a microphone to an adoring audience, Viva Las Vegas. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end sang from a stage set up on the field of Sin City's Allegiant Stadium as Swift beamed alongside Kelce's mom, Donna, and brother, Jason, in the crowd. If Kelce sounded a bit pitchy, forgive him. The man had just won a Super Bowl. After a challenging start, the Chiefs eked out an overtime 25-22 win over the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 58, securing their third championship victory in five seasons. It was unbelievable. Swift was heard telling Kelce as they reunited on the field for a long embrace and a celebratory kiss. It was the craziest thing I've ever experienced. The game, viewed by a record-breaking 123.4 million people, capped off a triumphant run for the couple, both 34. Just 1 week earlier, Swift had made history as the first person ever to win Album of the Year four times at the Grammy Awards, where she also announced a new album, The Tortured Poets Department, out on April 19th. Swift set off for Tokyo, where she resumed her Eras tour with four back-to-back shows before jetting back just in time for Kelce's matchup. At a post-Super Bowl press conference, Kelsey acknowledged their undeniable power couple status. "We're on top of the world right now," said the athlete. "It's a good feeling." As Kelsey took on the 49ers, Swift cheered and in the tenser moments, nervously bit her nails from a suite filled with pals, including Blake Lively, Ice Spice, and Kelsey's best friend, Eric, A-R-I-C, Eric Jones, as well as her parents, Andrea and Scott, and brother Austin, Kelsey's parents, Ed and Donna, plus Jason and his wife, Kylie, also watched from the suite, as did Paul McCartney, who stopped in for a quick hello. She's loved attending all the games, but this was on another level. They partied and celebrated all night, an insider says of Swift, who attended her first Chiefs game in late September. Later in the night, Swift joined Kelsey at the team's official after-party world before continuing the festivities into the wee hours of the morning. At the Wynn's XS nightclub, the couple were spotted kissing, dancing, and singing along to her hit Love Story, as Jason, a center for the Philadelphia Eagles, partied in the DJ booth with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. The atmosphere was euphoric, says an onlooker. As Swift and Kelsey's romance soars to new heights, they have the support of their loved ones. She's a genuine down-to-earth person, Jason said in a February 4th interview on the NFL Network. "My brother and his love life is definitely the topic of the NFL right now, and the whole thing with that is as long as Travis happy and as long as Travis is happy and enjoying life, I'm happy and enjoying life." Ed, who was seen bonding with Swift's dad at the Super Bowl, previously applauded the anti-hero singer to people, calling her very sweet and charming. Mahomes, whose wife Brittany has grown close with Swift, gave the singer his seal of approval at a press conference on February 5th, saying, "It's been awesome to see their relationship grow. Taylor is a great person." While Swift has certainly left an impression on Kelsey's inner circle, she's also brought what's been dubbed the Swift effect to the NFL as a whole. After she attended her first game, Kelsey's jersey sales reportedly spiked nearly 400%. She's generated more than $330 million for the NFL and the Chiefs, according to Apex Marketing Group. She's the best of the best, so having her come to the NFL games, having her part of that, is nothing but a positive, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said at a recent press conference. "I think it's great to have her a part of it. It creates a buzz. It creates another group of young fans, particularly young women." Since the couple took their romance public last fall, all eyes have been on them, and Kelsey has repeatedly underscored he's unfazed by the sudden scrutiny. "The attention on them is definitely a lot," says a source close to the Kelsey family. But Travis has done a great job deflecting and focusing on what's important. Those Super Bowl commitments kept Kelsey from supporting his girlfriend at the Grammys. He cheered her on from afar. "She's rewriting history books herself. I told her, I'll have to hold up my end of the bargain and come home with hardware, too," he quipped at a press conference the next day. "I've heard some of the new album, yes, and it is unbelievable. I can't wait for her to shake up the world when it finally drops." In the coming months, Swift has a jam-packed schedule between promoting her new album and the next leg of her international tour, which has 13 dates in Australia and Singapore before her next break. She'll also release the concert film The Eras Tour, Taylor's version, on Disney Plus on March 15th. And this time, Kelsey will be along for the ride, too. "It's been the best few months for them. They are making plans for the summer and are excited to travel together in Europe when Taylor takes a tour there," the insider says. Adds the Kelsey family source, "Football is everything to him. He lives and breathes it. But he's ready for some downtime now and to show up for Taylor the way she has for him." Ah, that's a great story. A lot of pictures, tons of pictures here, as you can imagine. There's Taylor and Taylor with him and him in his uniform. And, oh, my gosh, just so many pictures in here. It's loaded with pictures. Let's see. Mom's approval after the Chiefs' victory. Swift headed down to the field hand-in-hand with Kelsey's mom, Donna. And it looks like we see her up here probably in one of the executive suites here because everybody's in the suite. Oh, my God. Austin Swift, Taylor Swift's brother, Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey's brother, all kinds of people in there that, of course, Taylor's got her hand raised and her finger up in the air like number one. All right, so let's see what else we got in the latest, or not the latest, but the February 26th edition of People Magazine. Yeah, let's see what the chatter's about. Well, I worked at a sandwich shop. I worked at a shoe store, but I had sticky fingers and I got fired after 2 weeks, says Robert Downey, on whether he considered another career path at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. Let's see what else we have here. I did a brief cry when I learned directly after picking up my dog's poop. Emily Blunt confiding, or excuse, out finding about out about her Oscar nomination for Oppenheimer in a Q&A with MTV's Josh Horowitz at 92nd Street Y. Five things we're talking about. Number one, Ben Affleck's Dunkin' commercial in the Super Bowl's funniest ad. Boston buddies Affleck, Tom Brady, and Matt Damon try to impress Jennifer Lopez as a band called the Dunkings, D-U-N-K-I-N-G-S. While Affleck doesn't make the cut for his wife's upcoming album, she invites Brady to stay. Number two, Mona 2 is on the way. Walt Disney Animation Studios is saying, you're welcome, after announcing that the much-anticipated sequel will hit theaters the day before Thanksgiving, November 27, 2004. Number three, Demi's Ghost Souvenirs. More revealed on Demi Moore, or Demi Moore, revealed on the Drew Barrymore show that she still has the clay pots she made with Patrick Swayze while filming the 1990 hit. They're like the saddest-looking things, she joked. Number four, Gabby Douglas is back. The 28-year-old three-time Olympic gold medalist is returning for her first gymnastics competition in 8 years on February 24th at the Winter Cup in Louisville, with the hopes of making it to the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Number five, Coca-Cola spices it up. The first permanent new flavor for Coke in 3 years, Coca-Cola Spiced, has a burst of refreshing raspberry flavors and spiced notes, the company says. And in our Star Trek section, a little bit of razzmatazz celebrity, celebrity stuff there. Reba McEntire that we see here, Andrea Day, and Post Malone kicked off Super Bowl 58 on February 11th with moving performances of the Star Spangled Banner, the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, and America the Beautiful, respectively. And we see photos there of them doing that. Let's see. Again, in Star Trek, we find a lot of pictures here. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani took in the game 2 days after releasing their newest debut, Purple Irises, and performed the song live for the first time at the Super Bowl 58 TikTok tailgate event. Happiest of days. While working on his latest movie, Ron Howard, we see him here with a beard, and stopped by an event where his friend and former Happy Days co-star Henry Winkler discussed his 2023 memoir, Being Henry, The Fonz and Beyond. We connected backstage, and I watched him give a great speech to the huge crowd, Howard wrote on the Instagram February 7th. What a blast. And, of course, we go into the scoop area. Where who else? Inside Prince Harry's 24-hour trip to the UK to see King Charles. This story is by Eric Anderson. Prince Harry rushed to his to visit his father, King Charles, after the palace revealed on February 5th that the 75-year-old monarch had been diagnosed with a form of cancer, but the 39-year-old royal only stayed in the UK for roughly 24 hours. His wife, Meghan Markle, age 42, and their two children, Prince Archie, age 4, and Princess Lilibet, age 2, stayed behind at home in Montecito, California, where the family moved in 2020 after stepping away from their royal duties. Once the Duke of Sussex touched down in England on February 6, he traveled in a black SUV escorted by police vehicles to Clarence House, the London residence where King Charles, who is receiving regular treatments and is postponing public duties according to the palace, lives with his wife Queen Camilla when they are in the city. Their father and son, the father and son, had a face-to-face meeting, their first since Charles' coronation last May, when Harry was excluded from certain aspects of the weekend festivities because of the fact that he's a non-working royal, And interesting stuff. That's by Simon Perry, that reporting there. And also in Scoop, Hayden Panettiere finally feels in control of her life. It wasn't easy being a child star for Hayden Panettiere. The actress, 34, got her start in commercials as a baby and on soaps at age 4. And she later enjoyed success as a young adult on TV shows like Heroes in 2006 and Nashville 2012. As the pressures of Hollywood life grew, she began abusing drugs and alcohol, and she eventually lost custody of her daughter, Kaya, age 9, who currently lives with her father, former boxing pro Vladimir Klitschko. I hope I got that name right, age 47 in Europe. Now almost 3 years sober, Panettiere is healthy, happy, and ready to tell her story during a series of speaking engagements kicking off in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Happy 70th birthday, John Travolta. See that here on February 18th. The actor turns 70, his career by the numbers. Nine albums, including 1996, Let Her In, the best of John Travolta. $396 million earned by Grease at the worldwide box office. $290,000 auction sale price for the dress Princess Diana wore dancing with Travolta in 1985. Two Oscar nominations for 1977's Saturday Night Fever and 1994's Pulp Fiction. Miley Cyrus. Oh, my gosh, has she come a long way. Miley Cyrus and Max Morando move in together. Okay, Miley Cyrus and Max Morando move in together. Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend Max Morando have taken their relationship to the next phase. The Flowers singer, 31, and Lily drummer, 25, have started living together, source tells People. She's very happy with him, says the insider. He's a great guy. The couple, who met on a blind date, have been linked since December of 2021. Morando has since contributed to his girlfriend's 2023 album, Endless Summer Vacation. And Cyrus, who won her first Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Best Pop Solo Performance on February 4th, recognized Morando in her acceptance speech, calling him my love. Their relationship has the support of Cyrus's family. Her mom, Tish, 56, recently told People that Morando is part of the reason the pop star is glowing. I think it shows just by looking at Miley. Her face is her face and her smile at the Grammys, she said. She's an amazing place. And this story by Carly Tagan Dye with reporting by Jillian Telling and Pernilla Sedenheim, who we've seen here a few times in the past. And on the tube, ABC, Not Dead Yet. Here's a comedy that's coming up. Season 2 brings in Everybody Loves Raymond's Brad Garrett as Duncan Rhodes, owner of the newspaper that happens to employ Nell Gina Rodriguez, obit writer extraordinaire. He's a deplorable man with a shark smile, utterly oblivious to the needs of anyone else, and mightily pleased with his own wealth and power. In other words, he's sitcom gold. The show wisely underplays its central gag. Nell, visited by ghosts, does otherworldly research in her stories and lets talented ensemble banter one-liners with a nice clipped grace. No dead spots here. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the February 26th edition of People Magazine. And that's been this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading, as I said, from the February 26th edition of People Magazine, stumbling along through it, if you don't mind. I'm Steve Parker. So long until next time.